From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Economic growth is slowing down in the world's second largest economy, that would be China, where newly released numbers show the economy grew at a rate of 7.5% last quarter. That is not a recession by any stretch of the imagination, but as the BBC's John Sudworth reports, the effects of the slowdown are evident.
In a small restaurant in the town of Changchinsha in China's eastern Jiangsu province, the chef is still at his station, but the customers are dwindling. They are the remaining workers at the Rongsheng shipyard, one of China's biggest. It was opened here less than a decade ago, but it's now in deep trouble. 20,000 jobs have been lost, and it's appealing for government help. We all know that Rongsheng lacks money, this worker tells me. If the government can help, it would be a good thing. And then you come across this street, very close to the Rongsheng shipyard gates. This used to be one of the busiest streets in this town that's been built up around the shipyard, and it's now almost completely deserted, except the odd one. Every shop along here, locked up with one of these big bolts or with a chain across it. An old shop sign there, just rattling in the wind. It's important to stress, of course, even standing on this street today, that China's economy is still growing, motoring along, in fact, by Western standards. But the point is, the growth rate is slowing. And these scenes might be the first glimmer, the first tangible sign of the pain that some of that slowing growth will cause across the wider economy. Successful industries, of course, support other industries, and failing ones have the opposite effect. These migrant workers and their children selling watermelons at the side of the road are thinking about following those who have already left. Business is really down compared to where it was last year, this man says. It's just too quiet. Rongsheng and its workers might want government help, but it's already proof of the limits of China's old model of growth. The town's brand new but empty hotel is a testament to the overcapacity in China's overinvested shipbuilding industry. Future prosperity, the government's so-called China dream, now depends on rebalancing the economy to one based on consumer spending. It's highly risky because to do so, policymakers know, in the short term at least, they actually need a slowdown in growth. It's hopeless, one of Changchinsha's few surviving shopkeepers tells me. There's no dream here. What happens next at Rongsheng is a test of the government's true intentions. Will it step in with a bailout in the hope that orders pick up again? Or will it send a signal that a big and painful shift in China's GDP model is now well and truly underway?
The BBC's John Sudworth in China, and in a moment we'll talk about new reports of doping in track and field. That's next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.